The views expressed by Dr. Joel Wallach and others on the following live paid program represent opinions of the participants only and do not necessarily represent those of the ZBS Radio Network's staff, management, advertisers, or affiliates. If something is said which you find offensive or with which you disagree, the ZBS Radio Network urges you to call the program in order to help us balance comment. This program is meant to present nutritional information only and is in no way meant to replace the advice of your medical doctor.
And now, the superstar of alternative health and purveyor of medical truth, Dr. Joel Wallach.
Hello and welcome to Dead Doctors Don't Lie. This is Dr. Joel Wallach, your host, a veterinarian and physician. And I'm here for kids and baby boomers and seniors who don't want to die at 75.5 like their parents and grandparents. I'm here for kids and baby boomers and seniors who don't want to be sick and miserable for the last 15 to 20 years of their life like their parents and grandparents. I am a conservative, and a lot of people say I treat them like dogs, but they do seem to get better. If you have a personal health challenge you want to ask about, if you have a health challenge of a friend, a loved one, a workmate, or if you want to talk about medical politics or the home-based business opportunity, you can give us a call toll-free at 1-888-379-2552. Again, that's toll-free, 1-888-379-2552. 2552. Well, it's time again to bring people up to date and to share with you why you really need to look out for yourself. It's almost, when it comes to healthcare, it's almost every man and woman and child for themselves, because too long people have depended on the government and they failed us, and too long people have depended on the medical system, and for goodness knows and God knows they have failed us badly. Even though we spend $2.2 trillion more than all the other 191 nations in the UN for health care annually, we still rank 46th in the world in health and longevity. There's 45 other countries, including Cuba, that are healthier and live longer than us. So we're not getting the bang for our buck, and you would not tolerate that in any other industry. Now, here's some specific numbers. Here's why I urge you to contact your longevity associate and get busy and start beginning to do things for yourself before you get into health problems. And if you have health problems, before you agree to surgery and pharmaceuticals, you definitely want to know all your options. So you want to contact your longevity associate. First of all, doctors inflict, now this is according to Harvard Medical School, the Center for Disease Control, Johns Hopkins, to the U.S. News and World Report, just about every agency you can think of that tracks these things. Doctors inflict in their workplace and hospitals alone each year 5.8 million casualties, killed, injured, and infected. That's right, 5.8 million casualties, killed, injured, and infected in their workplace, and they don't even get a OSHA ticket. You would not tolerate this in any other industry. Well, let's break it down. 250,000 to 300,000 killed. Now, these are people who go to hospitals for simple procedures, do not expect to die, and they're killed by the incompetence of the doctor. And according to Harvard Medical School's Lucian LePay, he did a study and found that 52% of the licensed medical doctors in America at any one time are either gorked out on drugs or intoxicated with alcohol. And so you can understand why they make so many terrible mistakes. So 250,000, 300,000 killed in hospitals at the hands of doctors, 1.3 million physical injuries in hospitals at the hands of doctors, 2 million infections literally at the hands of doctors because they don't wash their hands, 2 million infections, of which 90,000 to 100,000 die, and 2.2 million untoward or bad drug reactions, of which 250,000 to 400,000 die. And if you're quick with math, you add all those numbers up, it's 5.8 million casualties, killed, injured, and infected in the doctor's workplace, the hospital, in America alone each year. We rank 46th in health and longevity, and so the risk isn't worth it. And so I urge you to contact your longevity associate and say, hey, I need to start finding out how I can help myself. I need to find out how I can help my loved ones, my family, my workmates, my neighbors, my churchmates, because the government and the medical system are failing us. So it comes down to we have to be Americans. We have to begin to take responsibility. We have to begin to be independent and have that attitude. If it's to be, it's up to me, and we have to do these things ourselves. Otherwise, according to Albert Einstein, one of my favorite Nobel Prize winners, insanity is doing the same thing over and over and expecting a different outcome. So just getting a better antibiotic, getting a better surgical procedure, finding a new genome, in fruit flies and all that kind of stuff does nothing for your health. A better painkiller, a better way to lower blood cholesterol has nothing to do with our health and longevity, nothing. And so we have a very scary situation here, and as long as politicians continue to buy votes by giving away free health care, free pharmaceuticals, we're in trouble. And you can just see it in the number of manufacturing jobs leaving America, the number of IT jobs leaving America, the number of people being fired, early retirements, losing their benefits, and so forth, is because the big manufacturing companies and IT companies cannot afford to pay the medical benefits. Just a car, for instance, manufactured in Detroit. Any car manufactured in Detroit, it cost about $6,000 to roll it off the assembly line, and then they add other administrative costs and everything to get the wholesale price to the dealer, but the actual cost of a car assembled in Detroit is about $6,000. And each car, more than one-third, $2,800, $2,800 of that $6,000, is only the insurance cost, the health care benefits cost that the employees have. And as a result, more than one-third of the car's actual cost as it rolls off the assembly line is attributed directly to health insurance and medical benefits. And so the health insurance and the medical benefits industry are the things that are killing the American industry and sending them off to India and China and Mexico and Ireland and all these other places, and soon it'll be in the Middle East and so on. And so you can just see it coming. And the way to stop it, the way to put your finger in the hole in the dike, the way to plug this hole that's created this, as Ross Perot said, the big sucking sound and all the jobs leaving America, is not new laws. We just have to stop using the system. It has failed us terribly. It's costing us 5.8 million casualties a year, and it's costing us all these jobs. And so you have to begin to do the thing yourself. Educate yourself. Contact your Youngevity associate. Be sure to get these educational materials. Ask them about the book Let's Play Doctor. Ask them about the book Dead Doctors Don't Lie. Ask them about the Pig Pack Plus. Ask them about the Duck Pack Plus. Ask them about the Cardio Pack. Ask them about the Jumbo Brain Pack. Start and say, hey, I got to do something myself here. I can't depend on the government and the doctors anymore. Whew. I get excited when I talk about this stuff because this is where the rubber meets the road for America, for our health and our economic health, as well as our physical and emotional and mental health, physiological health. Well, stick with us. We're going to be back with more truth, justice, and the Youngevity way on Dead Doctors Don't Lie after these messages.
I am Judy DeVilbiss. Here I am speaking to you again. I just wanted to tell you that recently I started drinking the whey shakes again, the chocolate whey shake. And you need to remember, the whey shake isn't just for losing weight. It's a fantastic place to get your great protein. And if you're trying to gain weight, you can take it along with your meals. And the best part is, if you want to just have a great protein shake, do like I do. Put it over ice, stir it up, and you can sip on it for 20 minutes to an hour. I do it every single day. I absolutely love it. You need to get back to it, too. It's really good for you. And it makes not fat, but it makes muscle after you work out. And you can also mix it up in a blender with an egg, and you have the most incredible health protein shake. Or mix it with a little water, stir it up, and you have a little pudding. And who doesn't like pudding?
For more information or to order, call your Youngevity distributor today. And don't forget to ask about Youngevity home-based business opportunities.
Hi, it's MZ, chairman of the ZVS Radio Network, with an important message for all of you who care about your health and enjoy listening to the Dead Doctors Don't Lie radio program. Dead Doctors Don't Lie radio is now available to everybody, everywhere, on demand, courtesy of technology and the Internet. Yep, now you and anyone else can listen to the latest Dead Doctors program wherever and whenever you want. All you need to do is register for the Dead Doctors Don't Lie radio podcast by getting on the Internet and going to doc.ksco.com. That's doc, spelled doc.ksco.com. It's that simple. And don't forget, you can always call the show with your own health questions for Doc any weekday between 12 noon and 1 p.m. Pacific time. Tell everyone you know about the internet web address doc.ksco.com, where you can read show notes and download the daily Dead Doctors Don't Lie podcast on demand or even automatically. Remember the address, doc.ksco.com. Here's to your health and longevity.
line of ZBS Radio Network. Dr. Joel Wallach here for Youngevity. And if you need to lose that 10, 25, 50, 75, 100 pounds or more, contact your Youngevity associate and ask for that book, Hell's Kitchen. The subtitle is The Cause, Prevention, and Cure of Obesity. And when you get that book, Hell's Kitchen, from your Youngevity associate, be sure to ask for your free copy. Be asking for your free copy of the CD by the same title, Hell's Kitchen. Okay, Doug, what pearls of wisdom do you have for us today?
Well, I thought we might talk a little bit about salt cravings today.
That's one of my favorite
topics. Yeah, I know it's one of your favorite topics. And we found a study that actually was done at the University of Haifa in Israel by a Dr. Micah Leshem. And what they're thinking is, the lead line in this story, actually, the headline is, Taste for Salt Can Begin at Birth. They say some people with a penchant for salty snacks may have been born with it, according to this new study. They found that when they looked at 41 children and teenagers, so it was a really small study, so that's kind of the first strike against it, is they found that they were born prematurely, and that they found that those had low sodium levels in their blood had a particular fondness for salty food. And they said when they gave the children a choice between salty or sweet snacks, those born with the low sodium levels went for the salty snack more often and consumed substantially more sodium each day. They also found that the children with the severe sodium deficiency actually at birth weighed about 30% more. And they go on to say that high salt intake is considered to be a marker for risk of obesity and signifies a person's consumption of these calorie-dense pre-processed foods. And, of course, sodium deficiency early in life can also be a risk factor for obesity and diabetes and heart disease, and they go on and on and on. And this was published in the American Journal of Physiology, Regulatory and Integrative and Comparative Physiology.
Well, Doug, I believe after all these years, you actually know the answer to this. When a kid is born, as you said in the beginning, they're born prematurely, right? You said
right.
All
those that had the salt deficiencies were born prematurely.
So they had to be underweight, actually, when they're born premature.
Yeah. Well, right? I think the 30% more birth was that little later on after birth.
Yeah. Okay. Normal 9 months. But the ones that are born premature, they're small, they have a low sodium, and what would you attribute that to? Do you think it's genetic?
Well, they seem to indicate that it could be. I think it was probably that the mother was deficient herself in minerals.
Doug, you know more than all the other doctors in America except me.
Hey, maybe I should go for my medical degree.
Well, you'd be a better doctor than most of them, I'm telling you. But, yeah, that's the answer. See, mom was deficient in these nutrients. Obviously, she can't make them. If she's deficient in them, the baby can't make them, so the baby's going to be born deficient. That's maybe why the baby was born prematurely, because there's not enough nutrition to keep it in the womb for another couple of months, whatever it is. And the baby's going to be underweight because it's nutritionally deficient. And it's going to crave salty things because they're minerally deficient. And the ones that are born at the full term 9 months are going to be overweight because they're minerally deficient. And they're minerally deficient. That's why they crave salt. And just you have to scratch your head. They need a veterinarian on their research project
team. There you go. You know, that also brings me to another story that I found on ABC News, and this is about a Danish study that was done by a Dr. Bodil Hammer Beck at the Institute of Public Health in Aarhus, Denmark. And what they've decided in this study is that it's okay for pregnant women to drink up to 3 cups of coffee a day. And it makes me think about that, as I know from listening to you, that the caffeine in that coffee is going to make the mother dump minerals.
Yep.
And so we're going to end up with more problems, because they basically are saying that there had been an earlier study that showed anything in excess of 8 cups or more did actually increase the risk for stillbirth. And so they're now saying that it's okie dokie for pregnant women to drink the 3 cups of coffee because it doesn't cause any difference in birth weight or premature births or anything. But I would suggest that probably with the 3 cups of coffee a day, they're dumping some minerals, and you're going to have some other mineral deficient problems once that child is born.
Yeah, you're going to have other issues. And I'd be very interested to know how many of those kids in the study were born with a cleft palate, cleft lip, how many were born with Down syndrome, how many were born with syndactyly, where they had webbed fingers and toes, were missing fingers and toes, club hands and feet, heart defects. There's all kinds of other questions they didn't mention. And this is not a simple thing. Mothers have to supplement. They have to supplement. If they don't, the baby's at risk being a miscarriage, the risk of being born small and premature, being born overweight, being born with a physical or birth defect or learning defect or mental defect. And it's just very, very scary, the attitude that these physicians have. And so we have to take back the responsibility and stop giving it to them, because they don't have any common sense. They need to get a farmer and a veterinarian on their committees for research, I'm telling you.
I agree.
Well, stick with us. We'll be back with Dead Doctors Don't Lie. More truth, justice, and the Youngevity way after these messages.
And if you'd like to talk to Dr. Wallach today, we do have open lines. Call us on the priority line at 831-685-1080. That's 831-685-1080.
The drive is made to the basket. A high arcing shot. Theo Ratliff is going up. The shot is blocked. Here they come now. Theo running the lane. Pass goes to Theo Ratliff. Going to slam dunk. He blocked the shot on one end and ran the court to slam dunk on the other end. An amazing play by Theo Ratliff.
2001 NBA All-Star and two-time shot-blocking champion Theo Ratliff stays energized with Rebound FX from Youngevity. Rebound FX is more than just another sports drink. With a balance of antioxidants, natural herbs, and important minerals, Rebound FX replaces the soup of minerals and electrolytes you sweat out while working or playing. Whether you're a pro athlete or just trying to keep up with the rat race, Youngevity's Rebound FX will boost your energy and stamina while infusing your system with nutrients. Call your local Youngevity representative and order Rebound FX today, and you'll discover why NBA star Theo Ratliff endorses this product.
Hi, it's MZ, chairman of the ZBS Radio Network, with an important message for all of you who care about your health and enjoy listening to the Dead Doctors Don't Lie radio program. Dead Doctors Don't Lie radio is now available to everybody, everywhere, on demand, courtesy of technology and the Internet. Yep, now you and anyone else can listen to the latest Dead Doctors program wherever and whenever you want. All you need to do is register for the Dead Doctors Don't Lie radio podcast by getting on the Internet and going to doc.ksco.com. That's doc, spelled D-O-C, dot K-S-C-O, dot com. It's that simple. And don't forget, you can always call the show with your own health questions for Doc any weekday between 12 noon and 1 p.m. Pacific time. Tell everyone you know about the Internet web address doc.ksco.com, where you can read show notes and download the daily Dead Doctors Don't Lie podcast on demand or even automatically. Remember the address, doc.ksco.com. Here's to your health and longevity.
If you're interested in Youngevity products, listen up.
You've listened to Dr. Wallach help many people on the Dead Doctors Don't Lie talk radio program. You've also heard dozens of testimonials from people who are so pleased that they have actually recorded commercials. If you are convinced that Doc is onto something and want to try these premium quality products for yourself, we can connect you with that distributor if you simply call our special helpline voicemail at 831-429-2244. That's 831-429-2244 right now, and leave your name and phone number. We'll see to it that the right person calls you back shortly. Remember the phone number, 831-429-2244. Call now and start to feel better. 831-429-2244. Call our special helpline voicemail. That's 831-429-2244.
We're back with Dead Doctors Don't Lie on the ZBS Radio Network. Dr. Joel Wallach here for Youngevity. And Doug, let's go to callers.
Let's head to Nova Scotia, Canada, and Diane, you're on with Dr. Wallach.
Hello, Diane, you're on the air.
Hi there.
Hi.
How are you?
Great, what's up?
I was just wondering if you can use the product Liminate on a cat who has bowel problems.
You can use the products on, I'm sorry, I missed the middle word there.
It's Liminate, it's called?
I don't know that product.
Tidal Wave.
Oh, it's a Tidal, okay. Yeah, that's brand new in our line, and I'm assuming that's a laxative?
It's an aloe-based cleansing formula.
Yeah. Okay, sure. It's an aloe-based, I apologize for not knowing that product as well as I should. But, yeah, I would just use it as you would for a child's dose.
Okay. Would that be half a capsule, or?
Yeah. I would just start out with a half a capsule. Just open that capsule up, put it on a little plate, take a butter knife, separate it into two piles, and then pick up one of the two piles and stick it in the cat's food.
And put it in the food. Can you use it in water or just?
I'd put it in the food.
In the food.
What I'll have to do is I'll have to try it myself and see if you can get it into room temperature water without it clumping up or something like that.
Okay. The cat hasn't had a bowel movement for a while, so would that be a problem?
No, well, that's why you'd want to use that product. That's good thinking.
Okay.
Yeah, no, it's a very safe, if it's aloe vera base, it's a very safe product. And as you say, they've been using aloe for cleansing and for a mild laxative going back 8,000 B.C. in the time of the Egyptians, and some of the earliest scrolls found from the early Egyptian days of 5, 6, 8, 10,000 years B.C., they definitely talk about aloe for the gastrointestinal tract, and so it's been used for thousands, literally thousands of years without a problem, so I wouldn't be concerned about any adverse effects.
Okay, and the coral calcium could help in that too, right?
Well, the coral calcium would not be a laxative. The coral calcium is a calcium supplement. It's made out of calcium carbonate, and you can try it. Just go ahead and put it. It's a capsule.
Actually, it's a sachet put in water.
I wouldn't use that. You could go ahead and put it in the water.
Right.
But it won't be a laxative. The reason why you're talking about that sachet and the coral calcium in the sachet, that's actually a water cleanser. It'd be used to get the chlorine and other pollutants and junk that might be in the drinking water. You can go ahead and put that sachet into a quart of drinking water, even a teacup full if you want, but it's good enough for a quart. You're using that sachet. It is just wonderful for getting all the stuff out of your drinking water. When my wife and I go out to restaurants, and, you know, it's just we can't stand the water that they serve because it's just so full of chlorine and fluorine and all the stuff in there. And so we throw those sachets in there, and it definitely changes the taste of the water. It takes about 5 minutes. Leave it hang in that water like a tea bag. And it will get rid of all that lousy taste that you get in water in restaurants that they haven't filtered. You can always tell when they filter their drinking water.
I was thinking it might be good for the cat, like, to get the pH level back.
Yeah, sure. It'll definitely alkalize the water, so nothing wrong with that. Go for it, and then give me a call in 2 weeks. I mean, let me know how that cat's doing in 2 weeks, will you?
Thank you very much.
Okay, thank you for bringing me up to date on that, Diane. Sorry I didn't recognize that product. We'll be back after these messages.
And we do have open lines. If you'd like to get on and ask Dr. Wallach a question today, give us a call on the priority line at 831-685-1080. That's 831-685-1080. Or try the toll-free line. We've got lines open there at 888-379-2552. That's 888-379-2552.
If you're interested in longevity products, listen up.
You've listened to Dr. Wallach help many people on the Dead Doctors Don't Lie talk radio program. You've also heard dozens of testimonials from people who are so pleased that they have actually recorded commercials. If you are convinced that Doc is onto something and want to try these premium quality products for yourself, we can connect you with that distributor if you simply call our special helpline voicemail at 831-429-2244. That's 831-429-2244 right now and leave your name and phone number. We'll see to it that the right person calls you back shortly. Remember the phone number, 831-429-2244. Call now and start to feel better. 831-429-2244. Call our special helpline voicemail. That's 831-429-2244.
Today's environment is inundated with increased pollution from chemicals and toxic emissions. Add to the list the breakdown of the ozone layer, and our bodies find it very difficult to stay healthy. Because of this, it's more important than ever to provide our bodies with all the nutrients needed to fight off the effects of a damaged environment. Majestic Earth Herbal Rainforest is a step in the right direction. Each bottle of Herbal Rainforest is filled with majestic earth plant-derived colloidal minerals along with an assortment of 16 popular herbs like echinacea, alfalfa, dandelion root, and ginkgo biloba. And at $25 a bottle wholesale, you can get a pleasant-tasting, highly absorbable liquid supplement that tastes so good, you'll be drinking the fruit-flavored Herbal Rainforest right out of the bottle.
Majestic Earth Herbal Rainforest is available by calling your Youngevity distributor today.
Balance your everyday nutritional requirements by giving your body what it needs to keep healthy in a polluted world. Majestic Earth Herbal Rainforest
from Youngevity.
Calcium. You hear about it every day. It's a mineral the body absorbs to maintain strong and healthy bones. Unfortunately, too many people believe that you can get all the calcium you need by taking pills comprised mainly of ground-up oyster shells.
Youngevity steps up
with their fantastic line of Majestic Earth plant-derived colloidal mineral products like OsteoFX. Each ounce of the great-tasting, highly absorbable OsteoFX contains more than 100% of the recommended daily value of calcium. Plus, with the vitamin and mineral cofactor suspended in the liquid, you'll be giving your body everything it needs to absorb and store one of the most important minerals for bone and joint health, calcium. And at $36.50 a bottle wholesale, you'll keep your bones strong without breaking your bank account. Give your body what it needs to maintain proper bone density.
Calcium with OsteoFX from Youngevity. To order, call your Youngevity distributor.
And don't forget to ask how you can become a wholesale buyer for free.
This is the ZBS Radio Network. Network.
Doctors Don't Lie on the ZBS Radio Network. Dr. Joel Wallach here for Youngevity. And if you need to lose that 10, 25, 50, 75, 100 pounds or more, one way to do it is with Slender FX. What a great product. It makes your body think you're making plenty of leptin, the hormone produced by your body fat that commands your body to store fat. Well, when you take Slender FX, your body thinks you're making plenty of leptin, so it slows down in the manufacture of leptin. Your body flips from the command to store fat, it flips over to the command to burn fat, preferentially belly, hip, and dairy ear fat. The first 6 to 8 weeks, you're going to be in the measurement loss mode. And then after, say, 6 to 9 weeks, you're going to flip into the weight loss mode. So it's a two-stage product. What a great product, Slender FX. And right now, we're still in that you buy three bottles wholesale, you get one free. That's right. You buy three bottles of Slender FX wholesale, you get one free. Ask your Youngevity associate for these wonderful weight loss and weight management products, Slender FX. Okay, Doug, let's go to callers.
Let's head to West Jordan, Utah. And Brooke, you're on with Dr. Wallach.
Hello, Brooke, you're on the air.
Hi, how are you?
Great, how are you doing?
Good. I have just a couple of questions. My daughter, she's 13, and she has vitiligo.
Okay.
And I took her to her dermatologist yesterday, and I discussed with him, you know, what do they do for it? He said there's nothing you can do for it, but I disagree.
You're right.
I told him, I'll just do it all natural and come back and, you know, show you that she's cured.
Yeah, come back in 3 months and 6 months and a year and show him what's going on.
Right.
Okay.
So I need to know.
Sure.
Because he's like, you know, whatever. He doesn't believe me, but I need to know which products do I give her and how much of them. Because she even has gray hair.
Okay, what does she weigh?
She weighs just a little under 100 pounds.
Okay, let's just say 100 pounds. Okay, now the gray hair is a clue. The pigment in hair and the pigment in the skin, primarily melanin, requires several things to be manufactured. You need copper. You need an amino acid called tyrosine. And it's not unusual for even kids to get gray hair when they're copper deficient or tyrosine deficient. Let me ask you one question here. Actually, two questions before I give you what I think should happen. Number one, does your daughter have any health problems other than the vitiligo and the gray hair?
She had asthma, childhood asthma.
She has childhood asthma?
Yeah.
Okay. Let me write that in a little...
Another thing, too, I'm going to tell you. When she was younger, she would eat paper, and then she graduated to eating like cubes of butter, and now she eats handfuls of salt.
Okay, so what do you think is going on here?
I know she's missing her minerals, but I don't know.
Yeah, she's missing minerals, absolutely. Now, there is a disease called Addison's disease So let her have all the salt she wants as long as she's drinking plenty of water. And so I'm assuming the pediatrician or the doctor has checked her out for Addison's disease?
No.
Blood test?
No, they checked her liver, though, and they said her liver counts are a little
okay.
high. They're a little
yeah.
high.
A little bit high? The enzymes are a little bit high?
Right.
Okay. Is she? Second question I have, is she a vegetarian?
She tries to be.
Okay, well, this is part of her problem. Okay, because you can't get all the nutrients you need from being a vegetarian. So here's what I suggest. Number one, she has to convert from eating grains like wheat, gluten, barley, rye, and oats to eating things like rice and baked potatoes with butter on it. So she shouldn't have a problem with that because that's still in the vegetarian vein, right? So she needs to give up wheat, gluten, barley, rye, and oats. Because there could be, and I can't guess over the phone, but there could be a disease called celiac disease, which prevents the absorption of nutrients. And so it's very important to give those things up, but you don't want her losing weight, so you want her to eat plenty of brown rice and baked potatoes with butter on it to keep her calorie load up so she can grow and do all the things she needs to do. But hang on here. We'll come back after this message moment here, Brooke, and I'll give you the rest of the story so you can get your pen and paper and be ready. We'll be back after these messages.
You're listening to Dead Doctors Don't Lie on the ZBS Radio Network with your host, Dr. Joel Wallach. Today's environment is inundated with increased pollution from chemicals and toxic emissions. Add to the list the breakdown of the ozone layer, and our bodies find it very difficult to stay healthy. Because of this, it's more important than ever to provide our bodies with all the nutrients needed to fight off the effects of a damaged environment. Majestic Earth Herbal Rainforest is a step in the right direction. Each bottle of Herbal Rainforest is filled with Majestic Earth plant-derived colloidal minerals along with an assortment of 16 popular herbs like echinacea, alfalfa, dandelion root, and ginkgo biloba. And at $25 a bottle wholesale, you can get a pleasant-tasting, highly absorbable liquid supplement that tastes so good you'll be drinking the fruit-flavored Herbal Rainforest right out of the bottle.
Majestic Earth Herbal Rainforest is available by calling your Youngevity distributor today.
Balance your everyday nutritional requirements by giving your body what it needs to keep healthy in a polluted world. Majestic Earth Herbal Rainforest
from Youngevity. If you're interested in Youngevity products, listen up.
You've listened to Dr. Wallach help many people on the Dead Doctors Don't Lie talk radio program. You've also heard dozens of testimonials from people who are so pleased that they have actually recorded commercials. If you are convinced that Doc is onto something and want to try these premium quality products for yourself, we can connect you with that distributor if you simply call our special helpline voicemail at 831-429-2244. That's 831-429-2244. Right now, and leave your name and phone number. We'll see to it that the right person calls you back shortly. Remember the phone number, 831-429-2244. Call now and start to feel better. 831-429-2244. Call our special helpline voicemail. That's 831-429-2244.
We're back with Dead Doctors Don't Lie on the ZBS Radio Network. Dr. Joel Wallach here for Youngevity. And Doug, we're going right back to Utah and Brooke. Okay, we need to get rid of the wheat, gluten, barley, rye, and oats on the chance that there may be some celiac disease in there. It's going to affect her ability to absorb nutrients. But you need to weigh her twice a week and make sure she's not losing weight. You need to keep her rice and millet and baked potato, mashed potatoes fine. No fried foods, no fried potatoes, no fried chicken, no fried fish. If she tends to be a vegetarian, she wouldn't do that anyway. But she does need to eat animal products at least two meals a day. This would be eggs. She can have them poached or soft scrambled in butter. And she already has a history of eating butter, which is not a bad thing. And all the green leafy vegetables and tomatoes and onions and mushrooms and cabbage and all that kind of stuff is fine. No carbonated drinks, even the diet ones. She can't have carbonated drinks. So if she needs energy, she can use the Rebound FX. And she can have any of the three flavors, right? Have her mix 1 ounce of the Rebound FX in 16 ounces of water. She can have as much of that reconstituted Rebound FX as she wants during the day. Okay. She can trickle charge nutrients into her and keep her from eating weird things, which is called pica or cribbing, the munchies, cravings, binge eating. Also, I would have her as a supplement, basic supplement, take the Ultra Body Tidy. It's going to give her a big bang for the buck there, the Ultra Body Tidy. And her weight, I'd give her 1 ounce a day. I would cut it in half so she can have a tablespoon, which is a half an ounce at breakfast, a tablespoon, which is a half an ounce at dinner, of the Ultra Body Tidy. And then I would throw in the EFAs. And her size, I'd have her take 2 of the EFA capsules at breakfast and 2 of the EFA pluses at dinner. 2 of the EFA capsules at breakfast and 2 of the EFA plus capsules at dinner. They're two slightly different formulas. And then lastly, to get that tyrosine, to guarantee her tyrosine, somebody her weight, I'd have her take 4 of our HGH capsules at bedtime. And that's going to give her all the known essential nutrients, including the tyrosine, the copper, that she needs to support and promote healthy hair color, healthy skin pigment. And these are but signals that there's deeper things going on inside the body that are of grave concern. Certainly, unfortunately, I've seen kids get real serious, sinister things as a result of copper deficiency. They can get arthritis of certain, for a kid's type of arthritis, can be caused by a copper deficiency. They can get aneurysms and actually get into trouble with ruptured coronary artery aneurysms and ruptured cerebral artery aneurysms and have bleeding type of stroke. They can get hemorrhoids even at that young age. They can get varicose veins, spider veins, all kinds of terrible things, anemias, all of which can be due just to a copper deficiency, liver disease, which, and she already has elevated liver enzymes. So it's essential, it's absolutely imperative that she supplements properly. And in her case, and I'd certainly keep in touch with a pediatrician, and I'm sure he said, well, come back in 3 months or something like that. Or if anything else pops up, she should go in and have somebody look at her. But Ultra Body Tidy, a tablespoon twice a day, tablespoon at breakfast, tablespoon at dinner, 2 EFA capsules at breakfast and 2 EFA plus capsules at dinner. The HGH capsules, I'd have her take 4 at bedtime, 4 HGH capsules at bedtime. And that's going to give her everything she needs, and then she can use the Rebound FX as a fluid and nutrient replacer, keep her away from the soft drinks, the carbonated drinks, any of the high caffeinated energy drinks. You got to stay away from all that stuff. And wouldn't hurt to throw in some enzymes, at least for a while. I'd give her one of the ultimate enzymes, say a minute or two before each meal with a couple ounces of water to actually ensure optimal absorption rate and digestion properly. I really would do that. And then call me every 2 weeks, 2 weeks, 4 weeks, 6 weeks, 8 weeks, if you would please, Brooke, and give me a update on your daughter so we can walk you guys through this. Now, did you have a second question?
No, I think that's about it. You
covered everything? Okay.
Then, oh, yes, I did have a question. These are just the minerals that she needs. She doesn't need, like, the tangerine, whatever.
Oh, no. I started out because I don't want her to be taking 3 tablespoons and all this, that, and the other, because we've got enough problems here, and so I'm giving you the most concentrated. It has everything in it. It's called the Ultra Body Tidy. Ultra Body Tidy. And when you read the label on Ultra Body Tidy, and you read the label, which is in the catalog, you don't have to buy a bottle to read the label of the Tangy Tangerine, you'll see there is a difference. And they taste pretty similar. The Ultra Body Tidy tastes very good. Tastes kind of like the Tangy Tangerine, but it's a more complete product. And for a kid like this with overt problems, she's got elevated liver enzymes, she's got white hair, she's got vitiligo, she needs some serious help here. And so rather than taking 3 tablespoons of 3 things at breakfast and dinner, I'm going to have her take a tablespoon of 1 at breakfast, 1 at dinner. That's going to make her life easier. And because I want her to comply, I don't want her to argue about taking so much stuff.
Well, they're really good about taking it. My kids
are good
about taking stuff.
Okay. Wouldn't hurt for the other kids, too, if they're interested.
So, yeah, I was going to ask you that, too. Is this all what's good for my other kids? Because they don't have anything like that.
Are they more omnivorous? They eat meat and eggs and things like that?
Yeah.
Yeah, well, see, there's partially the difference. And so you need to make sure she's eating eggs, at least 2 eggs a day. She needs to, just not fried. She needs to eat another source of animal protein. She could use the whey protein from the Nature's Whey shake, because whey and soy protein, she could use that for 1 meal a day. And then she needs to have either fish or chicken or red meat once a day. Not all three of them, but one of them. And that will partially solve the problem. Then with a supplement program, which will support and promote maintenance repair, she's going to get everything she needs. Be sure to keep her away from the wheat, gluten, barley, rye, and oats. Keep her calories up through rice and millet and baked potatoes so that she doesn't lose weight. And then call me. Okay, Doug, let's go to callers.
Well, let's head to Watsonville, California. And Sergio, you're on with Dr. Wallach.
Hello, Sergio.
Hello, Dr. Wallach. Thank you for taking my call.
You bet, sir. What's up?
My mother-in-law was just diagnosed with having kidney stones.
Okay.
And she was sent to the specialist, and the specialist said that he scheduled her for surgery for removal of the stones. But then he also added to that that he wasn't sure if her appendix was acting on her, too. So he also suggested to have her appendix removed. And so now we're left wondering what to do with this problem.
Okay, now, did he let her go home from the examination?
Yes, he did.
Well, then there's not a problem with the appendix, because if she has an appendix problem, he's not going to let her go home. He's going to rush her in for emergency surgery. So I would doubt that comment.
Okay, we thought that was...
Yeah, I would be highly suspicious of that comment, because once they get her under anesthesia, when they take out the appendix, they're not throwing that in for nothing. That adds another $1,000 to his bill, see?
Yeah.
And so he's trying to get a twofer. And so what I would do is get a second opinion from another doctor at the other side of town that does not have any financial relationship with this guy.
Okay.
Because you may find that surgery is not necessary for the kidney stones, depending on their size. There is three options. Number one, just to drink lots of water and take some herbs like even things like celery and asparagus are just great. You can do those kinds of things, and it will help alkalize the urine, and slowly over time the kidney stones will go away if they're not excruciatingly painful. And then your mother-in-law needs to have an enormous amount of calcium prevent more kidney stones. When they have kidney stones, it means they have raging osteoporosis. And so I would get another opinion on whether or not surgery is necessary for the kidney stones. And then definitely I would have, I mean, if she has lower right quadrant pain in her groin area, you touch her and she jumps through the roof, and her white blood cell count is up, she should not go home. She should go right in for an appendectomy. Somebody's saying, well, we're going to go ahead and schedule for kidney surgery, and while we're in there, we're going to take out the appendix. He's looking for a twofer. Something wrong with that one. And hang on. We'll come back, and we'll give you some suggestions of a supplement program for her for the kidney stones. We'll be back after these messages.
You're listening to Dead Doctors Don't Lie with your host, Dr. Joel Wallach, on the ZBS Radio Network.
Greetings, everyone. Judy DeVilbiss here. What do you think of when you hear the words tangy tangerine? Well, I think of like a sweet, tangy tasting something. Well, what I'm referring to is the Ultimate Tangy Tangerine. It's a fantastic product. It has everything you need, and a great benefit is it's very, very delicious. It's very easy to drink. I've suggested it even to youngsters. Even children like it. Even little guys. Even little girls. They come right into my office. Their parents can't get them to take those chew. And besides that, they're not as good as Tangy Tangerine. And I give them a little taste of that, and you know something? They're pleased as punch. So, if it's good for a child and it tastes delicious, why not you? There's no excuse not to take a vitamin when it tastes as good as that does. So how about it? Tangy Tangerine should be the answer to all of your nutritional program problems.
For more information or to order, call your Youngevity distributor today. And don't forget to ask about Youngevity home-based business opportunities.
Hi, it's MZ, chairman of the ZBS Radio Network, with an important message for all of you who care about your health and enjoy listening to the Dead Doctors Don't Lie radio program. Dead Doctors Don't Lie radio is now available to everybody, everywhere, on demand, courtesy of technology and the Internet. Yep, now you and anyone else can listen to the latest Dead Doctors program wherever and whenever you want. All you need to do is register for the Dead Doctors Don't Lie radio podcast by getting on the Internet and going to doc.ksco.com. That's doc, spelled doc.ksco.com. It's that simple. And don't forget, you can always call the show with your own health questions for Doc any weekday between 12 noon and 1 p.m. Pacific time. Tell everyone you know about the Internet web address doc.ksco.com, where you can read show notes and download the daily Dead Doctors Don't Lie podcast on demand or even automatically. Remember the address, doc.ksco.com. Here's to your health and longevity.
If you're interested in longevity products, listen up.
You've listened to Dr. Wallach help many people on the Dead Doctors Don't Lie talk radio program. You've also heard dozens of testimonials from people who are so pleased that they have actually recorded commercials. If you are convinced that Doc is onto something and want to try these premium quality products for yourself, we can connect you with that distributor if you simply call our special helpline voicemail at 831-429-2244. That's 831-429-2244. Right now, and leave your name and phone number. We'll see to it that the right person calls you back shortly. Remember the phone number, 831-429-2244. Call now and start to feel better. 831-429-2244. Call our special helpline voicemail. That's 831-429-2244.
We're back with Dead Doctors Don't Lie on the ZBS Radio Network. Dr. Joel Wallach here for Youngevity. Going right back to California and Sergio. I'm assuming your mother-in-law is kind of a middle-sized person, 150 to 160.
Less than that, 130.
130, okay, 130 pounds. So what I would do is, again, I would give her 1 ounce of whatever of the multiples flips her switch. The two top ones are the Ultimate Classic or the Ultra Body Toddy. She could take a tablespoon of either one of those at breakfast and a tablespoon of either one of those at dinner. I'd also get her the Osteo FX, the liquid Osteo FX, so she can take a tablespoon of the Osteo FX at breakfast and a tablespoon at dinner. Make sure she's taking the EFAs. I'd have her take 2 EFAs for breakfast and 2 EFA pluses for dinner. And again, keep her away from carbonated drinks and all this, that, and the other. But get another opinion before you let her submit the surgery, especially the add-on appendix. Okay, Doug, let's go to callers.
Let's head to Corning, New York, and James, you're on with Dr. Wallach.
Hello, James, you're on the air.
Hi, Doc, how we doing?
Great, what's up?
Oh, I got a 2-year-old. We've had a problem with ear infections, and but we got his ear infections under control. There's no infections right now, but his left ear isn't draining properly, so we're going to have some tubes put in.
Oh, don't do it.
Don't do it.
Don't do it.
Well, we've already had one set of tubes.
Oh, don't do it anymore.
Here's
why. This is almost always, 99.9% of the time, a sensitivity to cow's milk. And all you got to do is keep that kid away from cow's milk, the liquid, cheese, yogurt, and ice cream. Got to read labels because they put milk and milk solids into all kinds of stuff, even hot dogs. And you keep them away from that, those ears will just drain perfectly. All the upper respiratory stuff and what I call the schnookly nose, where they get a lot of mucus and gunk coming out of their nose all the time, and they're always sniffling, and they got the upper respiratory infections and the clogged eustachian tubes, and they got pressure in the ears. Pediatricians love that. They know the answer. They should be put in jail for putting tubes in their ears instead of just taking them off of dairy. What you do for this 2-year-old kid, how much does he weigh, you think?
About 35 pounds.
Okay. What I would do is give him 1 teaspoon of the Tropical Plus per 20 pounds of body weight. So I give him 1.5 teaspoons of the Tropical Plus with breakfast, 1.5 teaspoons of the Tropical Plus with dinner. I'd also give him the EFAs. I'd give him 2 EFA capsules a day, and obviously he's not going to be able to swallow them. But what I would do is puncture them and put them on a little square of white bread, a little half-inch square of white bread, or put it in something he likes, like a piece of a graham cracker or something, and let him take it down that way. Those essential fatty acids, EFAs, one at breakfast, one at dinner. And keep him away from all the dairy. And he's going to get more nutrients out of a supplement program than he will from milk or cheese or yogurt. Just have to make sure that he's eating eggs and red meat and chicken and fish. At least two meals a day that has animal protein in it. Keep him away from sugar. That means no dry cereals, no instant oatmeal, no oatmeal. Keep him away from Pop-Tarts, Pillsbury Toasters, strudels, pancakes, waffles. Keep him away from soft drinks. No juices. All the veggies he wants, but no juices. A lot of these kids, they are just so sensitive to the sugar and the dairy products. It's just a killer combination for some of these kids. And you'll see a huge turnaround almost overnight. The longest I've ever seen it take is 2 weeks, but usually within 2, 3, 4 days, there's a huge difference in these kids just getting them off of dairy products and sugar. And then if you would please call me, James, just every couple of days. Give me a progress report on this little guy. And you're going to see a miracle before your eyes, just getting them off of dairy. And that means liquid milk, cheese, yogurt, and ice cream.
And what about the adenoids?
Same thing. The tonsils, the adenoids, all that stuff is usually a sensitivity to dairy. Let's just do something simple here first, getting them off of all dairy. Again, institute that teaspoon and a half of the Tropical Plus for breakfast and again at dinner time, and then one EFA capsule in the morning and one in the evening, and you'd have to puncture them and put them on something the guy likes. And then call me every couple of days, give me a progress report, because the positive changes will take place quickly. Thank you, everybody. Great testimonies today, great questions, really good, interesting day. Thank you so much. Thank you so much, Doug and Susan, sitting in for Bill today. Superlative job as usual. God bless each and every one of you. God bless our troops, and God bless America.
Dead Doctors Don't Lie, the talk radio program, is a copyrighted production of the ZBS Radio Network. Broadcast of all or part of this program by any station without a valid license from ZBS Radio Associates will result in civil liability for and criminal prosecution of that station under applicable United States federal copyright laws. Broadcast licenses may be obtained by calling the ZBS Radio Network at 831-477-1999.